From scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
In this episode, dear listener, we are looking at the fourth in our recasting L&D series, the fourth topic, that is. We've already covered the need to recast learning and development, leadership, technology, and today we are talking about content. So, Nigel, why do learning teams need to think about recasting content?
I think in some ways, this is one of the most important debates that every learning team has to have. And what we are not going to say, Martin, is that this is the formula. You do this, everything's going to be fine. What we're going to say is that when you're talking about content, it is always content in context. In other words, it has to work for you, your teams, for the organization as a whole. That is really, really important. And the problem is that one of the tendencies over the last few months has been, we are short of digital content. Let's just slam it in by the bucket load. Let's slop it all over the floor and make everything nice and splodgy. And the problem there is that not only do you overwhelm people, but you don't give them any sense of value and what is important. In other words, it's content out of context. Content in context means thinking very, very hard, not about what content is good, but what do our people actually need that will make their lives better and that will help them do their job more effectively. And that can be, dear listener, less content, not more content. It depends what the context is. It also means, I think, that where you're dealing with content, it should be co-created content. In other words, you don't make the decision on someone's behalf. You work together to find what is most appropriate for most people. And therefore, it requires conversations and it requires deep thinking, not just instant reactions. And once you've got content, there is a big piece around how you find it. And that is about meta language, tacking, where it's put, how it's put, who can add to it, who can reject it, who can accept it. So it's actually quite sophisticated and it requires a lot of thought. But if you get it right, it will make an absolutely massive difference to people's sense of confidence and their ability to move towards competence.
And I would just add that I think that idea of context is really important. So from an editorial perspective, which is my background, you would look at the context of the audience. You'd understand the different sort of persona groups within the employee body as a whole and what their challenges are. And then you would be looking at what their needs might be to overcome those challenges, as you've talked about. But also, I think you need to look almost like an anthropologist or rather an ethnographer. You need to really understand what those people are looking at in their own lives. You know, what kind of media formats, when are they looking at stuff, and try and align what you end up doing content wise with the things that they are already familiar with and are using. Because there's no point in, as you say, if you take it out of context, you are likely just to produce things that aren't relevant. So really understanding the context of the audience and the challenge and the way they consume media and the type of media they consume will really help build something that is actually useful, which is ultimately what all learning teams are trying to do. So I think great points there, Nigel.
And you get away, Martin, from the assumption that all video is good. People love video, or people love bite size, or people like this. Don't make those assumptions without having tested them out. And what works for one situation probably won't work for another situation. For one group, probably won't work for another group. And that takes into account where people access, how they access, and what they actually need at this moment. That's the most important thing. How do you get stuff in the moment to make people's lives better? If you have that in blinding headlines pasted on the wall, you're on your way to doing a good job with content, yeah. I think.
Great. Let's leave it there, Nigel. Look forward to our next discussion, which will be on evaluation.
Always a pleasure, Martin. Thank you very much.
From scratch.